This is WKSU News. I'm Kabir Bhatia. A music label with deep roots in Northeast Ohio is poised to make a comeback through a combination of reissues and new albums covering everything from rock to polka. In this week's Shuffle, we'll take a look at the past and future of Cleveland International Records. The legacy of Cleveland International Records includes one of the biggest-selling albums of all time. Meat Loaf's Bat Out of Hell came out in 1977. At the time, John Gorman was program director at WMMS Radio in Cleveland.
At first listen, it's like, this is like an operetta. You know what I mean? I've never heard anything like this.
But Gorman wasn't listening to the album in his office. He was at a house on Cleveland's east side where his friend Steve Popovich lived. Popovich had just left Columbia Records to start Cleveland International Records. And Gorman says signing Meat Loaf was a perfect example of Popovich's ear for music.
He said, every single label turned this down. I mean, everybody hates this band. He said, the label I was with, they don't want to touch the guy. I'm going to put him out on my own label.
The album has sold more than 14 million copies. But the story of Cleveland International actually began much earlier. Steve Popovich Jr. says his dad connected with America's polka king, Frankie Yankovic from Cleveland, after Yankovic was in a serious car accident in 1963.
It was in the paper, in the classified section, that Columbia Records Warehouse was looking for an inventory boy. My dad, not knowing Frank, called up to the hospital, got through to Frank Yankovic, you know, told him that he grew up on his records, and he asked Frank if he would help him get a job in the Columbia Records Warehouse there in Cleveland.
By the end of the 1960s, Steve Popovich Sr. had risen at Columbia to become vice president of promotions in New York. He worked with major bands like Cheap Trick and Boston. But his heart was always home in Cleveland, and in the mid-1970s, he moved back and started his own label to be distributed by his former employer. John Gorman, then of WMMS, remembers one of the label's first releases.
He had Ronnie Spector doing a Billy Joel tune backed by the E Street Band. Now, there was nobody else except Steve Popovich that could have put that together.
That first single was a regional hit, and so were others like I Need You by the Euclid Beach Band. But it was Meat Loaf who exploded out of Cleveland and put the label on the map. Still, there were conflicts over royalties with the parent label, Columbia Records, and Cleveland International folded for the first time in 1983. A decade later, Popovich returned to Cleveland and restarted his company, this time with help from his teenage son.
We did two albums called Frank Yankovic and Friends. Both those albums were Grammy nominated. We had a group from Denton, Texas called Brave Combo, who've been in The Simpsons, but we won a polka Grammy with them back in 99. And then we had a label with David Allen Co. We put out several releases called Co-Pop Records.
But around that time, the elder Popovich sued Sony Music, which by then controlled distribution of Bat Out of Hell, for unpaid royalties. He sued again when he noticed the Cleveland International logo was missing from CD copies of the album. At the same time, the business was becoming more difficult for independent labels. John Gorman explains.
The industry was going through a lot of changes. You had deregulation in radio, and Steve could not, you know, get his music played because now the radio stations are owned by a handful of companies.
By the early 2000s, digital downloads were also changing the way listeners purchased music, and Cleveland International folded for a second time. Steve Popovich Sr. passed away in 2011. With his father's estate settled, Steve Jr. wants to relaunch the label this year with a reissue of a compilation of songs from the glory days.
Meatloaf, Ian Hunter, Southside Johnny, the Asbury Jukes, Iron City House Rockers, the Rovers. It's a great mix, and I thought it was very appropriate in me relaunching this label that be the first release.
The album also includes Ronnie Spector and the Euclid Beach Band and will be followed by 10 or 15 other reissues from the vault. And although he's remaining in Nashville, Steve Popovich Jr. plans to search around the country for new acts to sign. But he makes it clear that he's only co-president of Cleveland International Records and that his father will always be president of the label.
I'm just a young man picking up the torch for my old man.
I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.